Beautiful Journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie, and I'm your host, Goddess Chrissy Marie. So I just want to muse right quick. It's Friday, day of Venus, day of love, and I just want to remind you, make sure you are loving your life. It is so important to love your life. Love what you're doing. If you are involved with anything, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, a job, or a state, make sure you are loving it. Make sure you are infusing it with your love. It is so essential to have a life that's filled with love. And most people, when they think about love, they only think about it from a place of a relationship or a marriage. And don't get me wrong, romantic love is absolutely beautiful when it's healthy. But I'm talking about a deeper love. I'm talking about a love for life. I'm talking about a deep, deep love for yourself. I'm talking about doing things in the spirit and the essence of love. See, I feel like a lot of people are walking this planet loveless, and mainly because they are searching for love through a relationship. And as I stated before, if you're able to find a healthy love, that's a beautiful thing within a relationship. However, there are other types of love, and the truth of the matter is you are love, and you can generate love in your body. You can generate love in your life, and that's the type of love that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the love. Do y'all remember what was the name of that Disney movie? I think it was Snow White. And you remember how when she walked in the garden or the forest and all of the animals were just loving her, and she was like loving the plants and just loving her life. And actually, we can create that type of life. We absolutely can. We can create a life that's filled with love. We can create a life where when we get out of bed, we're loving our life, we're loving ourselves, we're loving our body, we're loving our friendship, we're loving our job, we're loving the people in our life. And it starts from generating love within yourself. And I know you're probably asking, well, Goddess Chrissy Marie, how do you do that? You start by placing your focus or your energy in your heart, in your heart chakra, and just start feeling that love going up and down your body and just feeling your energy. Yes, you can feel your love. And when you start feeling that love, just start affirming or chanting, I am love, I am love. All the cells in my body is vibrating, generating, radiating love. And start feeling your love. And as you go through your day, get present with whatever you're doing and infuse it with your love. So if you're about to eat some food, infuse it with love. If you're about to take a bath, take your time and infuse it with love. If you're about to cook some food, infuse it with love. If you're about to work out from a place of self-love, right? And do it with the energy and the essence of love. When you are communicating with people, instead of thinking about what you're going to say next, be present. And when you respond, respond from a place of love. When you're interacting with people, just your day-to-day taking care of business, if you're at the store or you're in traffic, interact with people from a place of love. And see, the thing about it is, since you first fill your own cup up with your own love and you're interacting with people from a place of love, the love has to be reflected back to you. And not just with people, inanimate objects, right? If you are in your vehicle, I don't care how new or old it is, be in a state of gratitude and love that you have a vehicle. Or if you're taking public transportation, be grateful that you have the funds to pay for your ride or your transportation. And I guarantee you, if you go about your day from the energy and the essence and the feeling of love, I'm telling you, you're going to feel love. And love has to be reflected back to you. Because remember, life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. So if you have an energy of anger or hate, or if you're hating on other people, or you're jealous of people, or you're just soldier hating on other people, baby, you're going to receive that back. But if you generate your own love in your own mind, in your own body, in your own spirit, and you interact with the world with love, it has to be reflected back to you. That is the law of this reality. And if you are a person and you are feeling loveless, I just gave you the answer to feel love. And I guarantee you, if you generate your own love, fill your own cup up, you will never feel loveless. Because first of all, you're filling your own cup up. You're filling your own energy. You're filling your own love. And if you are interacting with your world from a place of love, it has to be reflected back to you. Because again, that is the law of this reality. And I don't care who you are. We all want to feel love. We all want to experience love. And as I stated before, a lot of people, when they think about love, they think about it from a romantic place. And as I stated before, there's nothing wrong with that. That's an absolutely a beautiful experience. But you don't just have to wait for a relationship to feel that love. Because again, you are love. And you can generate love in your mind, your body, and your soul. And when you do that, your love radiates within your world, and then it's reflected back to you. And then you do what I call a universal dance of love. So if you're feeling loveless, try what I just told you. And I promise you, you will feel so whole, you will feel so complete, and you will not walk this planet like my homeboy. Shout out to All Is Mine. Like he said, you won't be walking this planet like a hungry ghost looking for people to love you, looking for people to fill you up, or going to inanimate objects or things outside of you to make you feel good and feel loved. You'll never be without love because you are generating it within yourself on a consistent basis. And it's extremely important to be consistent with yourself. And let me tell you something, when you really truly have self-love and confidence, people feel that off of you. It's magnetizing. It's addictive. It's alluring. People are just drawn to you. Sometimes people just start loving you and don't even know why. And you'll know the reason why, because again, when you love yourself and you have confidence and you have boundaries, people respect that. So yes, I say all that to say, start generating love within yourself. Start filling your cup up with your own love, and then go out into the world and give your love out. And you're not giving it out to receive it back. No. You're giving it out because your cup is so overfilled. You can't help but to share it with your world. And as I stated several times, since you are giving that love out, it has to be reflected back to you. And since you are radiating your love all over your world, you're going to feel love from every which way because you are the source of your reality. And life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you because you are the operant power of your reality. And on that note, you already know I absolutely appreciate you. Thank you for always supporting me over the past couple years since I've been doing this podcast. And you know, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.